Can I make a confession?
What?
Oh, man. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
So on the way home today.
Hope Largo's listening.
Oh, man.
I was listening to
you cheated on your boyfriend already. He's been gone for 3 days.
I was listening to Christian rock.
Oh my god!
Well, and I wasn't mad music? About it.
Oh my god!
Is it good music though?
I'm done with you.
I liked it.
Yeah, babe.
I was jamming to Jesus tunes. It was weird.
Yeah. Now, how did you stumble upon Jesus rock?
Well, every other station I listened to just happened to be on commercial break, and I was like, eh. So I started to just, you know, seek. Through the station.
Praise him.
And I stumbled across this country song that was all about Jesus.
Country?
Yeah.
Was and, it, they just made a movie about the, I Can Only Imagine song. It's got Dennis Quaid in it.
I don't know. Some chick singing and she was like, I'm standing on a rock. I don't know. That's the only verse I remember. But it was a country song and I just kept listening to the station.
Oh,
it was all about Jesus. They played Switchfoot next after that, and I listened, and I wasn't mad about it. It was very uplifting.
I got to tell you, when I was a kid, there was a Christian heavy metal band.
Yeah, isn't like POD Christian rock?
Oh, no. I loved this band.
Okay.
And I was not religious at all.
Are they called like the Jesus Freaks?
No. On the surface, you didn't know. They were called Striper. And they were like yellow and black stripes, like Bumblebee kind of, but like really cool, big metallic letters. And they were legit hard rock. And they had one of their big songs called To Hell with the Devil. But my song was Calling on You. Calling on You. I thought they were talking about a girl, but they were really talking about Jesus, I guess, or something.
Weird.
But no, this song, tell me this isn't a good song. Hope it's not a good song. Hair band, heavy metal. You look at them, they're like long hair, makeup. They look like Motley Crue, but prettier. Right? Here it comes. These dudes are pretty.
Weren't they all, though, in the 80s?
Yeah, all the hair bands. They had the best makeup and the best hair.
Better hair than almost any woman of the 80s.
Well, they had the same hairstyles as the women of the 80s. Every guy in this band looks like Kelly Bundy. Hold on. I got to get to the chorus. You're going to love this. Yeah, Striper.
Tonight is that Anna Hummel can't stand 80s music, but she'll surely listen to gospel Christian music.
It was good.
It was a country song.
It was a country Christian song.
I don't even know you anymore.
It was good.
I really thought I was starting to figure you out after a year and a half on the radio with you.
No.
You got to switch directions. I got to just, not Judy. What do you call it? Juked you?
I don't.
you chewed us?
Yeah, juke, right?
That's not a verb.
Juked.
Yeah, you juked us.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You gave us the old Barry Sanders head bob. Oh, man.
You're going to come in here eating a hamburger one night, aren't you?
Veggie burger.
What a great segue for the next story. And we'll set this up, and then we're going to go into What the Hell News after the last break. There is an ice cream company. I hope they make their way down to Florida. Ice cream company out of Canada. They have over 20 chains that's now stretching into the United States. And it's called Sweet Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. And they said that the premise and the reason why they had the name is that that's the reaction to people when they taste their ice cream. They go, Sweet Jesus. Which I think it's cute. But there's already a boycott going on in the United States.
Naturally.
Over 10,000 people are bitching and complaining about Sweet Jesus ice cream, saying that they're mocking their Lord and Savior. Calm down. Why don't you eat some and then bitch about it, right? I mean, Jesus Christ, people. You make my life complete. Come on, you know you love this.
Okay, so David Council just tweeted us.
Yeah.
Said, Striper had pipes, man. Michael Sweet can sing.
For real?
He knows the lead singer of David Council.
Dude, I had...
What world am I living in right now?
Dude, I had several friends that love this band, not religious. They were just a good band. Listen to that harmony, man.
I'm not saying it doesn't sound good. I'm just saying...
Come!